Time to get the adrenaline going now as we head to the cinema. With the 9th Fast and Furious movie in cinemas this month, we look at how a stupid movie about street races developed into a multi-billion dollar franchise that even the most sceptical of critics come to love.
When The Fast and the Furious, with Vin Diesel, was released in 2001, the critics hated it. All of them. It was a loud, stupid movie about street racers, their cars, and their pneumatic babes. But it was a surprise hit, so the producers made a sequel. The horribly named Too Fast, Too Furious was even worse, but nowhere near as bad as the third movie, Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, which hit a new low, critically and commercially. The producers, nevertheless, decided to give the franchise one final chance, which is when things got interesting. Film number 4, called just Fast and Furious, was easily the most stupid yet. Even after all that had preceded it, critics agreed that the film represented a drastic drop in quality for the series, comparing the acting and dialogue to bad 80s porn. But it made twice as much money as Tokyo Drift. It was a eureka moment for the producers, who were convinced they had found the magic formula. More stupid equals more money. As a result, the next film, Fast 5, went fully stupid. And instead of having just one bald, muscular star in the form of Vin Diesel, there were now two, Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson. To their own surprise, the critics decided it was kind of brilliant. Fast 5 was original, ridiculously spectacular, and above all, funny, because Dwayne Johnson clearly understands that he is in a stupid film, but Vin Diesel, apparently, does not. What's more, the profits doubled again, scientifically proving the producer's stupidity formula, more stupid equals more money, and suggesting the need for even more bald, muscular actors. So the producers added British action star Jason Statham, at which point the follically challenged franchise went stratospheric, with each new film easily breaking the billion-dollar mark. Vin Diesel, amazingly, still doesn't see anything funny about it and refuses to work with those who do. That's why Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham have made this month's spin-off, Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw, without him. Nor does Vin Diesel seem to find it strange that respected actors such as Charlize Theron and Helen Mirren now want to co-star in his once-derided movies. How long can this continue? Well, there are already two more sequels coming, and a rumored solo movie for Charlize Theron's character, taking us up to 12 films in all. Almost by accident, the Fast and Furious franchise has become the 21st century version of James Bond, high-octane action in exotic places that doesn't take itself seriously. Indeed, by comparison, 007 looks old and tired. But then, Bond is working on his 25th adventure. Vin and company still have some road ahead of them before they catch up.